Disaster in Pompeii. Listen to the radio show, Time Travels.
Hello, here's Don with Time Travels, Part 8. Today we're travelling to Italy, back in time to the year 79 AD. In that year, the city of Pompeii was struck by disaster. Here with me in the studio is Felicity. Hi, Felicity.
Hi, Don.
You're very much interested in history, right, Felicity?
Oh, yes, I am. I'd really like to learn something about Pompeii in the year 79 AD.
OK, Felicity. So what exactly would you like to know?
Well, first of all, what was Pompeii like before the disaster?
Well, it was a popular holiday resort. Lots of rich Romans had summer houses and spent the hot summer months there. Pompeii was a typical Roman city. There was the Forum with temples to some of their gods. There were public baths, and the rich even had running water in their homes. And there were a number of theatres for plays and concerts, which attracted a lot of people.
What exactly happened in 79 AD?
That was the year when Mount Vesuvius erupted. It was a devastating eruption. Millions of tons of ash and rock shot out of the volcano, and the cloud of ash rose up to over 20 miles. That's about 30 kilometres above the mountain. Only a few people managed to escape. Most of them died. The whole city was buried under a thick cover of ash and rock. Pompeii completely disappeared and was, in fact, forgotten for many, many years.
Did the people of Pompeii have no idea what was going to happen?
Well, they were quite used to earthquakes, but they didn't know that earthquakes could signal the start of a volcanic eruption. A man called Pliny the Younger wrote about the days before the disaster. He noticed lots of little earthquakes in the area and saw smoke coming out of the volcano. He warned the Romans of a coming eruption, but they didn't listen to him. So they weren't prepared. They had no idea what was coming until it was too late.
When was Pompeii discovered again?
It was only in the 18th century when archaeologists began to dig up the city and found something extraordinary. Most of the buildings, paintings and shops were still intact. And from that discovery, we learnt a lot what we know now about everyday life in the Roman Empire.
That's very interesting. Thanks, Dom. Oh, do you by any chance have any especially interesting facts to tell us at the end of today's time travels?
Oh, yes. You know, the eruption happened just one day after the feast of Vulcan, the Roman god of fire.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed. So, thank you, everyone. That's the end of Time Travels Today, Part 8. Next week, we'll be looking at...